Good evening, everyone. We're now recording for the June 12, 2018 Porch Coast St. Philip's Council meeting.
Thank you, Bobby. And welcome, everybody. We'll call the meeting to order. First of all, I'd like to have a movement for the agenda. Moved by Deputy Mayor Lahem, seconded by Councillor Henlon. All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary-minded? Carried. First of all, I want to introduce who's here this evening, and it's Councillor Neary, Councillor Harding, Town Manager Chris Millie, Councillor Henlon, Councillor Stuart Sharp, Deputy Mayor Lahem, Claudine Murray, the Deputy Town Clerk, Don Sharp, Recreation, Les Furrow, Planning Development, Tony Pollard of Administration Finance, and Jeff Lahem, Economic Development. So welcome, everybody, and of course, I'm here. We have no delegations this afternoon, but we do have a proclamation. We have a proclamation for the Garden Day. And I think appropriate this afternoon that we ask Mr. Murray to come up. Seeing it's Garden Day, witness the signing of the proclamation.
There you go. What do we do? This up here?
Up there. Okay. Come up behind me.
Okay, it is.
And I'm going to read it. Garden Day Proclamation. Whereas Portrait Call St. Phillips is part of Garden Days, a 9-day, June 16 to 24, 2018, countrywide celebration of the role of gardens in our lives and communities, and includes National Garden Day, Saturday, June 16, 2018, celebrated annually on the Saturday before Father's Day. And whereas Garden Days will educate residents of Portrait Call St. Phillips about the community's garden culture and history, the importance of public and private gardens, the values of home gardening, the health, well-being, and aesthetic benefits of gardens, and the promotion of environmental stewardship. And whereas Garden Days will be an opportunity for new and seasoned gardening enthusiasts, families, schools, and tourists alike to go out into their own garden, visit a local garden or garden center, or travel to our community to share their knowledge and passion for gardens and gardening. And whereas Garden Days will celebrate our community's garden culture and heritage and our local horticultural business community. Therefore, I, Carol McDonald, Mayor of Portrait Cove St. Phillips, do hereby proclaim June 16th as the official Garden Day and start of the gardening season for 2018 in Portrait Cove St. Phillips. They left Town Hall, Portrait Cove St. Phillips, the 12th day of June, 2018.
Does this mean the weather's going to get better?
We know. We're leaving that up to you.
Me? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll move right into the adoption of minutes. Somebody move the minutes to be adopted? Councillor Neary, move. Seconder? Councillor Henlon?
And there is one change.
There is one change.
Yes, the seconder under item 4 of the minute finance. The seconder, it will be changed to Councillor Harding's name.
Any further omissions or errors? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary-minded? Carried. Business arising from the minutes, we have our town manager's report.
Thank you. This is my town manager report for June 12, 2018. As you probably realized, that was missing from the office for the past few weeks, where I attended both the Canadian Association of Municipal Administrators annual conference in Fredericton, as well as the Provincial Professional Municipal Administrators annual conference in Corner Brook this week. Just to let you know, the time I spent in the office, which has been very limited in between those, has been primarily addressing concerns of subdivisions where work is being completed. And if anyone is in the audience or on the airways listening to this, you know, I'm trying my best to get to your particular concerns in those subdivisions. You should be here probably very soon. Also, I've been heavily involved in the hiring process for the new Director of Public Works, which is in full force right now. We expect to be in a position to have our second round of interviews very, very shortly, hopefully before the end of this week. And the last thing is only a very short report, but the last thing I wanted to make council aware of is that at the PMA conference, I was elected as the Avalon Regional Director on our board. And in this role, I'm representing the interests of all my peers in the Avalon region. So I've been elected that board, and I'll be there for the next 2 years as the professional administrators in the Avalon region. So I'll let you know that.
Thank you.
That's the end of my very short report.
Thank you. And I also have, I forgot to mention, I have regrets from Councillor Bartlett this evening. He's unable to attend. And obviously, in just about 5 years, this is his first meeting that he was unable to attend. So he passes along his regrets. Now, we have some business arising also from a conflict of interest resolution. I think Deputy Mayor Lahan was going to...
Yes, Your Worship. Conflict of interest decision request by myself. Councillor Harding works at Murray's Pond Country Club, and there will be times when a member of the club will be involved with a motion before council. Just to name a few examples, the member could request a permit or live on a street that will be paved, or may become a member of an advisory committee, etc. Councillor Harding is unclear and is therefore asking council to decide if voting on such matters puts him in a perceived conflict of interest merely because the person involved has a membership at the club where he is an employee. Councillor Harding would have no specific interest in the matter other than his function of being a councillor, and more importantly, would have no monetary interest. Therefore, I make the following recommendation regarding Councillor Harding. I recommend the council find that Councillor Harding is not in conflict of interest for matters he is voting on regarding a person that merely has a membership with Murray's Pond Country Club, and there is no monetary interest for Councillor Harding or Murray's Pond Country Club. So moved.
We need a second. Is that a motion? Okay. Seconded by Councillor Stuart Sharp. Any questions? Discussion?
I got a couple of questions, Your Worship. Just to clarify, I understand that this is solely related to the membership of Murray's Pond, but and Daryl, bear with me, I got a couple of questions to ask. The board of directors for Murray's Pond, who would be the one that determines your salary or whatever the case may be, at certain intervals, and I think you said every 2 years, they actually get voted from the membership, right? So I just want to clarify that at any given time within the 2 years, the membership has nothing to do with it. But if you're coming up on a particular period of time where the membership are going to become board of members, more than likely because that's where the board of directors comes from, the timing could be off on some of this, and I think that we should make note, or it should be brought forward when the election of directors comes, because it could apply to a conflict thing. If a member has a piece of land that gets approved by all of council on Wednesday, the following week he becomes the chair of the board of directors at Murray's Pond, and then the following week it's the end of your contract and you get a raise, it's perceived that the same person you approved the week before could possibly be giving you a pay raise. So that's, I'm just putting worst case scenarios out there, but thinking back on it, I think if we just pay attention to when the election of officers are at the club, give us notice, whether I'm sure there's lots of notice of when that happens, that we could look at it. Any particular decisions that happen around that time, we would have to look at it on an individual one then. But like,
to be clear, the board of directors, some have terms of 2 years and some have terms of 1 year. For the purposes of clarity and to get it dealt with once in this area, it was to do with just the membership, to get support of council on just the membership. I understand that if there's anybody on the board of directors or in a period of time before election board of directors, the onus would fall on me to take myself out or run the risk of being found in conflict of interest. So another important note is for the next 4.5 years, there will be no pay increase because I'm under a 5-year contract. And by that time, I'll be getting my pension. So, in regards to my remuneration at Murray's Pond, no, I won't be getting any more raises. My contract is signed as a 5-year contract. In regards to this motion being made, it's about anything done or any regular member of Murray's Pond Fishing and Country Club. If anybody from the board of directors puts in an application, I'll take myself out. That's my responsibility, because ultimately the onus is on the councillor to take himself out of a perceived responsibility. But for the numerous times that will come up with someone putting a deck on or somebody else putting a fence on or whatever the case might be, they might have to go through this all the time. So that's why we were hoping to get this clarified in regards to membership only, knowing full well that I'm not getting any new contracts from Murray's Pond for 5 years. And it will not have anything to do with any member of the board of directors, just general memberships. The onus would be on me to take myself out in any other scenario.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye. Am I supposed to be here for the vote?
Sure.
I'm not going to vote.
No, you don't vote.
Oh, okay. I thought I might have to get out.
No. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. And we can note that Councillor Harding did not vote.
I thank my fellow councillors for dealing with this for me.
Thank you. The next one is the zone metering and voluntary end user meters. Deputy Mayor Lahan.
Thank you, Your Worship. As per the May 26, 2018 Administration of Finance Report, Council, where the water meter project documents were discussed, we are now in receipt of revised information to move the project forward. Motion A, I recommend the Council accept the project charter and level of effort fees as presented by Vigilant Management for the Zone Metering and Voluntary Residential Metering Project. The change in scope for Vigilant Management results in a revised cost of $66,023 plus HST. So moved.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Councillor Arnie. Any discussion? Councillor Emily?
I just want to clarify, because I took a very strong stand against mandatory water metering, that this new project now, individual homeowners that want to put in a meter may come and get one up as total voluntary, and that it is not something that I support or ever did support of it being mandatory to have household meters. So based on this new scope of work, I'm totally in favor of fixing the issues we got with leaks and figuring out our zone meters, and that's I'll be supporting this motion.
Thank you. Anything further?
Yeah, just to clarify, anybody that has questions, because I got a couple of phone calls today for those that are listening out in the general public. When there's an end user reference in this document and in this agreement, it means once we get the zone meters put in place, identify leaks, get everything that's solidified with infrastructure, included in the funding for this will be some zone meters that we will do a pilot project based on volunteers who want to put in a zone meter. And the format is not decided yet, but the concept would be those end-user meters for the homes that people want to have in would be done in a demographic that would give us data to see exactly how it's working in the town. We put it in, you know, a 5-person home, 2-person home, duplexes, apartments, high elevations, low elevations. So it would give us all the data about water usage and stuff to help us to find out if we do have a water conservation problem or if we can offer a water savings issue for some of the towns. So that would be a process that would be at the end of the of this new strategy going forward, and it would be done on a volunteer basis.
Thank you. So, seconder, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Motion B. I recommend the Council approve the change order from Neptune Technologies Group, the new zone metering and voluntary residential metering project scope, in the amount of $988,787.30 plus HST. This is now the new project under project number 17-CWWF-17-00034. So moved.
Seconded by Councilor Herman. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Dr. Minor? Carried. Okay, amend motion 2018-173. That's the Stewart chart.
To amend a previously adopted, presented by myself, I move to amend a previously adopted community grants motion number 2018-173 by changing the amount to $100.
Thank you. Seconder for that? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Counter minded? Carried. Okay, we'll move right into our reports, committee reports. So, Councilor Hardy, with Planning and Development.
Thank you, Your Worship. Planning and Development Committee met on June 6, 2018, with yours truly as chairperson. Deputy Mayor Jeff Laham was there for item 7, Councilor Johnny Hanlon, Liz Burrow, Planning and Development Coordinator, and Ashley McKinnon, Planning Technologist. Also in attendance was were Mayor Carol McDonald and two residence developers for item number 12. Item number 1, Civic number 1234-1236, Portugal Cove Road, accessory building. The committee recommends that the application to construct an accessory building at Civic number 1234-1236, Portugal Cove Road, be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table report. And that's so moved.
Seconded. Seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Item number 2, Civic number 16-22, Blast Hole Pond Accessory Building, Pass Hole Pond Road, I guess it should be, Accessory Building. The committee recommends that the application to construct an accessory building at Civic number 16-22, Blast Hole Pond Road, be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table report. And that's so moved.
Seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Murray's Pond Residential Subdivision, Stage 2A, is item 3, the conveyance of streets, lands, and infrastructure. The committee recommends that the council grant final acceptance of the streets, public open space, water, sanitary sewer, and storm sewer infrastructure within Stage 2A of the Murray's Pond Residential Subdivision in accordance with the Section 4.6 of the Service and Works Vesting in the Town of the Residential Subdivision. So moved.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Linham. Any questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Councilor Minor? Carried.
The next one, I think.
Yes, yeah. If I may, I'll have to excuse myself from this motion due to a conflict of interest.
Okay.
Item number 4, Old Ridge Road Residential Subdivision. Committee recommends that council grant final acceptance of the streets within the Old Ridge Road Residential Subdivision, Patricia Drive, in accordance with Section 4.6, Services and Work Vesting in the Town of the Residential Subdivision Agreement. And that's so moved.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Lahan. Any discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Contraminded? Carried.
Let her out.
Thank you. Item number 5, street naming policy. The committee recommends that council amend section 9.0 policy procedure of the town's street naming and street name change policy to include the following. The town's Heritage Advisory Committee and council
will generate a list of potential base names with significance in the community. The owner, developer, and applicant may select a name from this list or propose a base name for council's consideration. Any proposed base names will be referred to the Heritage Advisory Committee for comment prior to consideration of the base name by council. And that's so moved.
Seconder. Seconded by Councilor Hamlin. Any questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary-minded? Carried.
Item number 6, proposed amendment to traditional community zoning boundary. Further to a notice of motion presented at the May 29, 2018 council meeting, the committee makes the following recommendation. The committee recommends that council complete an amendment to the town's municipal plan and developer regulations 2014-2024 to redesignate the and rezone infill development along Beachy Cove Road from the current zoning boundary to approximately Ridge Road. From residential and rural to traditional community on the generalized future land use map. And residential medium density to rural to traditional community on the development regulations map. This amendment may also require an amendment to the St. John's Urban and Regional Plan. And that's so moved.
Seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any discussion? Questions?
I'd like to clarify just for everyone's information on this. It's listed approximately Ridge Road, but as everybody thinks of Ridge Road now, they think of it up closer to Wichaza Road, but the original Ridge Road that happened in the community years ago is just up from the pathway going down to Beachy Cove Beach. This amendment will actually take in the Thorns property that and the beach area of Beachy Cove to show what should have been always in the traditional community, but now this the Ridge Road actually used to start there and go up to the ridge from not on the main road, what we know it as it is today. So just to clarify, it's not bringing the traditional community right up the top of the ridge. It's taking it to include the Thorn property.
Thank you.
Also, just for a little bit of clarity, when the Heritage Committee proposed this change, I didn't realize, I do now, that the nationally recognized heritage site known as the White Property wasn't in our traditional community zone. And now it is as well. So we have Beachy Cove Beach, the farmland across from Beachy Cove Beach, and the White Property recognized, or with the passage of this motion and procedures, will be now in our traditional community zone.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 7, proposed amendment to increase maximum cul-de-sac lengths. As a result of discussions held at the committee meeting, the committee is requesting that the notice of motion presented on May 29, 2000 council meeting be amended to reflect the increase of maximum street length, fully serviced, semi-serviced, or unserviced streets from 300 to 450 meters. At its furthest point as opposed to 409 identified on May 29. Therefore, please accept this notice that a motion will be presented on the June 26, 2018 public council meeting to complete an amendment to Development Regulation 90C subdivision design standards with the town's development regulations 2014-2024 to increase the maximum street length of fully serviced, semi-serviced, and unserviced lots from 300 meters to 450 meters at its furthest point. Items 8 through 20 are other items that were discussed at the committee meeting. Detailed information regarding these items can be found in Appendix A of the table report. Item 21, permits issued. There were 20 permits issued from May 17th to May 31st, 2018, as per Appendix A of the table report. And, Your Worship, that ends my report.
Thank you. Councillor Stuart Sharp, Recreation and Community Services.
Recreation and Community Service. We met June the 6th. In attendance was myself as chair, Councillor Hanlon and Councillor Mary, and Don Sharp, Director of Recreation and Community Service. Promotional material. The Recreation Committee reviewed the options that were brought forward by staff for promotional materials and gifts. Staff will finalize the option and get items ordered in time for summer events. Motion. Committee recommends that the town purchase promotional items for 2018 for all town programs, special events, and functions from 4i Imprint in the amount of $5,093.64, tax included. So moved.
Second. Second by Councilor Neary. Any discussion? Questions?
I have one. Was this tendered? Have we gone out like for tender for this kind of stuff? I keep asking it just in case there's someone in the community that could put a bid on this kind.
I'm not quite sure.
Tender amount is 10K anyway, Daryl. Yeah, you got to get quotes. Tender amount for Public Tender Act is 10K. 10,000. Under that, you just get quotes.
Okay, so did we search for quotes?
No.
We didn't do quotes because we have ordered from this company for a number of years now. There's set up fees for each item when you do the put the logos on, and we know that these guys are the ones that offer us the best deals for what we've ordered over the years. If you guys would like us to outsource to other places, we could certainly look at that, but we've been a valued customer of theirs for a few years now, and so they give us good deals on these items. It's not many places that you can get bulk items such as this for the prices that we receive them for, but if it's something that you'd like to direct us to do, we'd be more than happy to do so. We know that with regards to the shirts and all that kind of stuff that we are going to be doing with regards to that, we did go to the different quotes for shirts, but this is not clothing, this is promotional materials that is not clothing. It's more like things for giveaways for the kids and families and all that kind of thing.
Anything further? Okay, can I suggest that for the next committee meeting that it could go on the agenda to talk about quotes for this kind of thing?
Would that be moving forward, Mayor, or would that be including this? Are we still able to move forward with this one in particular and look at quotes moving forward?
Or well, I think timing is of the essence now, is it not?
Well, I guess you just need to make a decision on this particular motion.
We have to make a motion.
Make a decision on that, and then I guess depending on your answer and your response, will determine what's worth.
Yeah, my concern about, I understand, we get good deals and we're regular customers, these people, but you'll never know how good the deal is if you don't have pricing from anybody else. So, I would support the mayor in asking that on a go-forward basis. We look for quotes.
All in favor? Anything further? Sorry.
Well, that's not a motion from you, though. We're voting on a motion now to accept.
Yes.
Yeah.
Accept this motion that Councillor Stuart Sharp just read. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. I'm not clear. It was four.
No,
I didn't either.
Aye.
Can we? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contravided, carried.
Unanimous.
So all in favor? Unanimous.
Number two, concession tents for special events. The Recreation Department will be purchasing 6 tents for the Regatta concessions area to eliminate the need for Public Works to construct them annually. The cost of the tents are $1,375 and money has been allocated in the budget. Number three, Ride for Dad. The 2018 Motorcycle Ride for Dad in Aid of Prostate Cancer will be traveling through Portugal Cove, St. Philip's on Sunday, June 16th. The route will begin in St. John's, travel down Thorburn Road, up Tucker's Hill Road, on to Beachy Cove Road, and Portugal Cove Road. It will turn onto Old Broad Cove Road, and then onto Bennett's Road and back to Thorburn Road. The ride will be in our community for approximately a half hour, and they will be escorted by the RNC. All traffic concerns will be addressed by the RNC as they travel along the route. The director of EDCM has been notified of the event, and he has ensured that residents will be notified. Number four, Canada Day Regatta Festival. The Canada Day and Regatta Festival will be taking place from Saturday, June 30th to Saturday, July 7th. The advertising brochures have been sent to print and are scheduled for delivery on June 15th. They will be distributed in the mail at that time. The full schedule is currently available on the town website. Please notice the number of additional events included: rug hooking, movie night, fairy tales and tea, block party, pottery paint night, and much more. The town would also like to invite residents to practice rowing before the regatta day. This will give those who have not had the experience of being in a dory the opportunity to try. Notification will be placed on social media and the website of times and locations once it has been determined. In preparation for Canada Day, the committee would like to put the following recommendations. Motion: committee recommends that the town purchase fireworks from Fireworks FX Inc. in the amount of $7,017.61. So moved.
Seconded by Councillor Perry. Any questions? Discussion?
Yep. Is this a budgeted amount?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Sorry, I should have said that.
No worries.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried.
Number five, community grants. After reviewing the community grant applications, the committee would like to put forward the following recommendations.
If I can just stop you right here. I live on one of those streets, so with the council's permission, I'm asking to be relieved.
No problem.
Thank you.
Okay.
Motion. The committee recommends that the town donate $100 to the Chelsea Van Heights, Jarrah Street, Woodland Drive Subdivision Block Party Committee for their event in July. So moved.
Seconded by Councillor Neary. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried.
Bring
it.
Motion. Committee recommends that the town donate $100 to Shannon Jones for her travels to Brampton, Ontario, August 12th to 15th for Canadian Ultimate Frisbee Champions. So moved.
Seconded by Councillor Perry. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Motion. The committee recommends that the town donate $100 to Thorbin Woods Community Group for their block party on July 8th. Further to this, we will also donate games, tables, and chairs. So moved.
Seconder. Seconded by Councillor Hamlin. Any discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
So in my report.
Thank you very much. And Councillor Laham is, Deputy Mayor Laham is going to read Councillor Bartlett's public works.
Thank you, Your Worship. Public Works Committee met on June 6, 2018, and in attendance was Dave Bartlett's chair, myself, Councillor Harding, staff, Lynn Newhook, Public Works Coordinator, Damian Bridger, Acting Foreman of Public Works, and Mayor Carol McDonald. Item number one, retirement of Municipal General Maintenance Worker. Staff advised that a longtime employee of the town has tendered his resignation effective June 15, 2018. This is a full-time permanent position which will require immediate replacement and will be posted as per the collective agreement. Item number two, Blind Hill Sign Request. Staff were advised that a request was made to install a Blind Hill Sign on Beachy Cove Road near the Beachy Cove Cafe. As this area is under the jurisdiction of Transportation and Works, the request will be forwarded on to them for consideration. Item three, pedestrian activated crosswalk lighting. Committee requested that staff contact the Department of Transportation and Works to request the installation of pedestrian activated crosswalk lighting on Thornton Road in the area of Brookside Intermediate School. Staff will bring response back for future consideration. Future committee meetings, right? Item number four, Netherwood Street Lighting, deferred to next committee meeting. Item 5, Western Gully Road, Culvert. Public Works sent an email request to the Department of Transportation Works on September 15, 2015, requesting that culvert and ditch on Horseshoe Cove Road at Western Gully Road was in need of repair. To date, repairs have not been initiated, and due to the current state of the culvert, staff are seeking approval to undertake the repairs. Motion. Committee recommends that the undertaking necessary repairs to the culvert at Horseshoe Cove Road and Western Gully Road by the town's Public Works Division be approved. So moved.
Seconder. Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Any discussion? Questions?
For information purposes, our staff have identified that this is a safety issue for turning now for not only our own equipment, but also for school buses. Transportation Works has not come to the table on it. So for under life safety and children's safety and safety of equipment, we're asking for, the committee is asking for approval to get this done and then send the bill to TW and see where that goes. But one school bus going over on the side in the ditch is one too many.
So it's not determined at this point that TW is actually going to pay for that?
It's in their road reservations. It's their bill to pay. They just haven't been there. Okay.
But we were also told, excuse me, we were also advised at the meeting that the culvert for that particular area, that one that's too narrow or whatever, and it's gone away, has been in the works or down in the yard for 3 years. So it's time to get it placed.
TW has simply never responded
to
these requests?
No. So, we have a mover and a seconder. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Undivided? Carried.
Item number 6, Cross Culver, Horseshoe Cove Road, Oakhart Road. No update to report. Mayor McDonald will reach out to the Minister of Transportation and Works on this matter. Item 7, Beach Cove Road, report following rainstorm. Transportation Works expediently made repairs to the roadway and shoulder of Beach Cove Road following significant damage during the May 30th rainstorm. Item 8, culverts, Bayview Heights, Mercer's Road, and Ears Lane. A request to conduct assessments for culvert replacements in these areas was put forward. Bayview Heights and Mercer's Road are town-maintained roads, and therefore these will be assessed. Ears Lane is a privately maintained road, therefore an assessment will be completed with findings brought back to the future committee meetings. Item 9, speed hump request, Dogberry Hill Road Extension. Request to install a speed hump on Dogberry Hill Road Extension was put forward. The complaint will be referred through the town's traffic calming policy. Item 10, Newbury Street speed limit. Councillor Harding put forward a motion to committee to reduce the speed limit on Newbury Street from 50 kilometres an hour to 40 kilometres an hour. The motion was not seconded, therefore speed limit will remain. Item number 11, 27 Embrys Road. Quotes for installation of a fence and cost to change embankment slope adjacent to 27 Embrys Road have been obtained in the amounts of $2,169 plus HST and $1,135 plus HST. Advisory report to be provided to the town manager and discussed with council prior to the commencement of this work. And so ends our work, Your Worship.
Thank you.
I wouldn't mind adding that with respect to, I guess, number 6 of TW, and possibly some other ones that were involved TW. I'm actually meeting with the director or regional manager, which was titled, it looks like Christian Morris, on this Thursday. So I'll be meeting with them and I'll report back to what our conversation was, and you can share that with the minister whenever you're.
Mayor McDonald, am I going to comment on number 10?
Sure.
Newbury Street is a family street with a hearing impaired child. We have 50 kilometers on Thorburn Road. We have 40 kilometers on Old Rockhole. And we want 50 on the family street. Can that be brought back to the table again on the agenda?
Sure can.
How does that work?
Sure can.
Because what is the problem with just dropping 10 kilometers? I don't see it. So
it is a short street, I have to admit. It's, I don't know how anybody could get up to 50 kilometers coming up that way. But
wasn't there a traffic calming assessment already done? on this or traffic speed.
Yeah. It's done on 50 kilometers, right? I mean,
it's done on 50 kilometers, which right now is the current policy of the town.
Yeah, no, so, but can we change it, though?
We can change the policy, but right now it's in line with the policy, so that's something we review if you want to change the policy.
Okay. I'm not sure why other streets are 40 through 30 and the street is 50.
Well, some of those streets are also provincial streets, and we have no jurisdiction over the speed limit.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't necessarily have actually applied the policy against those ones, too. Like, you might find some of those lower ones if we actually applied the policy against it, which the policy itself tells us exactly when and how we apply policy. You may find that some of those actually may be required to be increased based on the policy. So we don't know. I would say that you could almost compare roads that have already been assessed to part of the policy versus other ones that have also already been assessed to get a better, a more meshing arguments, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So can that be readdressed?
Or speed bumps? Or?
I think the solution that the mayor suggests is that really, I think, it comes down to your policy. If you think the policy is not right, then you have every right to change your policy.
Okay.
Taking words right out of my mouth. How about bringing the policy back to the table? I just wonder which committee does that particular policy come to? I think that one actually came from Public Works, if I'm not mistaken, when it was created a few years back, because I think I sat on that at that particular time.
Yeah. The herbicide, what do we call it? Herbicide what?
Herbicide traffic consultants, I guess.
Traffic consultants, whatever, have historically come to the Public Works Committee, and the traffic calming has come through Public Works Committee. Yeah. That doesn't mean that we can't incorporate the Protective Services Committee into it as well. I don't think it's any secret how I feel about it. You're not going to have any speeding on a road that's 50. When the police officers told us ourselves down at the town hall, when we had the town hall meeting, that the judges say don't dare bring us anybody in for a speeding ticket until they're at least 10 kilometers over speed limit. Now, if the road's only 123 meters, or forgive me if that number's high or low, it's kind of hard for a car to get up to 60 kilometers to get a ticket, so therefore it shows there's no speeding problem because there was no tickets given out. So anyway, it's probably something that we could look at committee and reviewing the policy and see where it goes from there.
That would be important because, not that I'm supporting the 50 kilometers, but I think my question more so came from the fact that we have an issue with speeding in this town everywhere. And so if we're going to take a look at Newberry Street, which is important, and clearly we have residents who have shown concerns, and safety, and children, and all of that is very important to myself as well as a parent, but we need to make sure that it's going to be consistent and uniform throughout the entire town, that not just a street here or a street there because a resident is showing concern. I think we need to be concerned about all of our streets.
And that's shouting out the need to stress the whole policy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you.
If I can make comment on number 6, the cross culvert on Portugal Cove Road. Damien, the foreman, Bridger, I love the fact that he's there in our meetings. He's very energetic, very knowledgeable, very committed young man. During all the rain that we had over the last couple of weeks or so, we had that heavy, heavy rain. He actually went out and he monitored the concrete wall issue, this culvert issue. He said there was 4 inches of water running over the wall, and which is a lot of water, but it didn't even make it to the next culvert. The ground is so dry that it was absorbed into the ground. We made a motion a period of time ago. Our town manager is meeting with TW. In the meantime, all the water that is being diverted by this concrete wall is going across the berm to the other side of Portugal Cove Road, into the river, and causing us some grief. So once the town manager meets with TW this week, young Christian Morris, hopefully we'll get a V cut. Doesn't have to be big. Some engineer can look at it and let the water go down the other side of Portugal Cove Road and stop people like Mr. Somerton and other people on the side of the road where this water is being channeled through from getting flooded.
And it? Anything further on any of the report? Okay, thank you very much. So economic Development, Marketing, Communications, and Tourism.
Thank you, Your Worship. Economic Development, Marketing, Communications, and Tourism met on June 6th. In attendance was myself as chair, Councillor Dave Bartlett for items 3, 6, and 8, Councillor Madonna Stewart-Sharp, and Jeff Lawler, our director of Economic Development. Number one, Heritage Updates. The town has been invited to speak at the Wooden Boat Museum AGM in Twillingate on September 28th and 29th, and the Fanny Goff Memorial will be officially opened on Thursday, June 14th. Environment Updates. The community cleanup had mixed results this year. Unfortunately, the 10-day period that it occurred over had very poor weather. Despite good uptake on social media before the event, the number of participants were lower than expected. We would like to thank all those who did get out and our wonderful partners, Murray's Garden and Horticultural Services. We look forward to growing the event next year. The Stewardship Association of Municipalities sent correspondence to all members asking if a town representative could attend their fall meeting in Labrador this September and have asked which dates would work best. Attendance of the meeting will include a travel subsidy of approximately $700. A response letter will be drafted indicating the dates that would be preferred. The Climate Change Adaption Project's first workshop is scheduled for Monday, June 11th, yesterday, and have over 30 confirmed participants. Number three, the Chamber of Commerce. A meeting is scheduled with the advisory committees on Wednesday, June 6th, to discuss a tourism development plan and open a dialogue of collaboration. The Chamber is hosting a barn dance on Saturday, June 16th, for their members, where the business directory will be launched. Number four, media training. Further to the proposal considered at the prior committee meeting, additional information regarding an interactive workshop for council and media training was reviewed. The workshop will include training on social media, best practice, help establish communications protocols for council and staff, and to support the training, interviews will occur with council and senior staff to better understand the issues and opportunities that council face and help customize the workshop. Motion. The committee recommends that Waterworks Communications be retained to provide an interactive workshop for media training at a cost of $4,480 plus tax. So moved.
Seconded by Councillor Stewart-Sharp. Any discussion? Questions? All in favor? I'm sorry.
Is this going to be mandatory for everybody to, all councillors to attend and all, like, to take this training? And do we have a date for it?
No, we haven't got to that point of actually having a date. Jeff Lawler will be securing further information and a date. I'm not sure.
So I want to make it mandatory, or you guys.
Right. So
it's really recommended for.
I mean, it came forward, initially it came forward as a request from the mayor to take a look at specific types of training. This is indeed further to what it was that was originally suggested based on conversations we've had together within our meetings together, within our previous COW meetings, and moving forward since we all came to the table in September. And so it was just determined that we thought there was something that would be certainly beneficial, training for council and staff, as well as in speaking with Jeff. An opportunity for a proper communications protocol moving forward for everybody. So,
yeah, I'm just wondering how the number was derived at $4,480 if we don't know how many people are going to be teaching.
The assumption from our end was that it would be all council that would be involved, like anything else we brought forward for training, as well as our senior directors. Right. And so that's the cost of their workshop. I don't necessarily.
The workshop's not based on the numbers.
I was going to say, Jeff, I don't believe that workshop cost is based on number of participants. It's the cost of their workshop, is it not?
Yes, it's on energy. Well, it has to do with the number of interviews. They certainly have interviews built in for particular people. But if we had two more, two less participate in the workshop component, the price wouldn't really change because it's a lot of effort and time for it. So,
budgeted item?
There's some dollars in terms of council training within our budget, but this particular item was not a budget item.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrimined? Against? Councillor Herney? Carried.
Yeah, back to me, sorry. Number five, tourism signage and wayfinding. A draft of the City of St. John's signage proposal was reviewed by the committee. This piece of work includes the regional component of the hub and spoke design and implementation. The proposal is currently being considered and negotiated with funding partners prior to any commitments or decisions by the town. A proposal for PCSP-specific signs is currently under development and will be submitted in the next month. Number six, Portugal Cove Lookout. Feedback has been provided by Council on issues and ideas around a potential lookout. The Planning and Development Department is researching land ownership in the area. Number seven, Service Level Review. An overview of the Phase 3 report was presented to the committee. It will be submitted to Council for their review and feedback. And number eight, Tourism Opportunity. A meeting with a potential tourism operator and a number of stakeholders took place on Tuesday, June 5th, and a presentation to Council is being planned. And so on.
Thank you very much.
I have a question.
Sure, sir.
Seeing that our community cleanup was pretty much held up due to a lot of bad weather in that particular 10 days or whatever, is it possible, like, I know that we offer garbage bags and, if I'm not mistaken, gloves and pickup of garbage. Isn't this something that we could actually offer on a continuous basis for the summer months, just to keep it there, and in case any groups want to take this on, that we do, they do have the opportunity. It doesn't have to be this particular 10 days throughout. This can be offered at any time. And if any residents, local areas want to, we think we should be promoting any areas people want to take as ownership of a particular piece of road that they want to go clean up, that will provide the garbage bags and the gloves and the, let us know where your garbage is, and we'll stop on and pick it up after the fact. I think this could really promote this, rather than just the 10 days that happens in the spring, that this could be done at any time, pretty much, as long as there's no snow.
And just to add to that, Council Hennon, in the past, my understanding is that the community cleanup event has always been a one-day event. This year, it was moved to be a longer 10-day, and unfortunately, it didn't work out, as we know. But the discussion that immediately followed afterwards was being able to, I mean, we should always be looking out for our community. We should always be doing cleanup and promoting that. But so, yes, to what you're asking, for sure. But then also, moving forward, we're wanting to look at it being like a month-long type of thing, so that it always, like, you know, next year this time, we may be looking at, like, the month of May.
One day we had last year was great. I went out myself.
Well, it was beautiful weather.
The day I planned to do it this year, it was raining. So
yeah.
I think it's something, and so a service we could offer to anybody at any time of year, regardless of promote the week or month or whatever, but just let it be known that any residents want to come in and get some garbage bags and pick it up, we'll surely stop by.
Yeah, and this is something that's usually sort of facilitated and promoted by the ACE team, the Advisory Group to Environment. And so, yeah, that was exactly what had been mentioned, was having something like that available, and certainly we could talk to Jeff Lawler from Communications about having that available somewhere for residents to see what they can do, is what you're suggesting, as well as making sure that we promote it again in a way that's going to be accommodating to everybody next year.
Good.
I like the idea too, Jenny, and I like some thought to be put into incorporating it in some way, tying it in with a bulk garbage day or dangerous goods day as well. I know that, or I think that, we have no policy right now for bulk garbage.
We do. You just had to call a book up this
on an individual thing as opposed to a bulk garbage weekend or something like that. So I like your idea.
Okay. Any further? Okay, Councillor Hanlon, you're on with Protective Services.
Thank you, Your Worship. Protective Services Committee met on June 5th. In attendance was myself as chair, Councillor Neri, Councillor Bartlett, and Heather Coghlan, Employee and Public Relations Administrator. Item number one, the Commissioners, Municipal Enforcement. The Municipal Enforcement Officer is away on an animal welfare protection training that week, therefore no official report was submitted. We did have a report of ATN dirt bike stunt driving on Ivory Hill Road, and it was given to them for investigation. Ongoing issues or items with them are the civic numbering assessment is ongoing, and the traffic regulations, we're still waiting feedback from TW about our traffic enforcement. Item number two, fire emergency services updates. At 9 responses, 6 were medical calls, 1 odor alarm, and it was actually carbon monoxide, smoke or gas. It wasn't odor like stink in your house, right? So it was, and we had 2 residential alarm bells that were false alarms. Training on May 28th was medical, and on June 4th, wildlife Wildland-Urban Interface, and Chainsaw Safety. A total of 7 members attended the Provincial Fire School on May 26th to June the 1st. Members attended various courses as follows. Firefighter 2, 1 person. Pump Operations, 4. Live Fire, 4. Respiratory Management, 1. Emergency Vehicle Traffic Management, 1. Exercise Design, 1. And Emergency Operations Center Management. Recruit training continues every Tuesday evening. And the Chief supplied a snapshot of the Fire Department activity from January 1st, 2018 to date. This will be included for information going forward. Other activities, they had a Beaver group attending the live fire extinguisher training on June the 5th. Specification preparation for replacement rescue vehicles. Replacement of the rescue vehicle is almost complete. Tender call is expected in the next 2 weeks. Residential medical oxygen inspection on June the 4th. And the Chief prepared an article for the next edition of the Tickle newsletter covering backyard fireplace safety. Item number 3, pedestrian activated crosswalk lights. Committee reviewed correspondence from the residents with regard to the pedestrian activated lights. And we forward on to Public Works, as we heard about earlier in an earlier report. And item number 4 is a noise complaint follow-up. A request for further information and details was made to the complainant. Once the committee is in receipt of a reply, information will be brought back to committee and given to the Municipal Enforcement Officer for follow-up investigation. And that ends my report for Protective Services.
Thank you. Any questions on Councillor Hanlon's report?
Sorry, I'm just really warm here.
It is very warm.
I turned it off already.
It was on cremate.
Open window.
Okay, it's on Councillor Ham on the Administration and Finance.
Thanks, Your Worship. Administration and Finance Committee met on June 4th, 2018. In attendance was myself as chairperson, Councillor Stuart Sharp, Councillor Harding, Mayor McDonald. Staff was Tony Power, Director of Financial Operations, / Town Clerk, and Claudia Murray, Deputy Town Clerk. Item number 1, accounts for payment. Motion, committee recommends council approve payment of regular accounts in the amount of $87,539.88 and capital accounts in the amount of $33,373.52 for a total of $120,913.40. So moved.
Seconded for that motion. Seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Item number 2, water leak. The committee discussed the 35% increase in water consumption from this time last year. The increase is presumed to be from a leak. Public Works is looking into the matter. Having a zone metering program and preventive maintenance program in place would help decrease these issues immensely. Item number 3, correspondence, crosswalk funding request. The ANF committee discussed the residents' concern of not having crosswalk and pedestrian activated lights on Thornton Road near Brookside Intermediate School. 3 committees received a letter. Committees will further discuss the request and consider the other committee reports at the next meeting. Item 4, non-unionized hiring policy. Further to the discussion and defeated motion on May 29th, regular council meeting, committee will revisit the policy, bring forth a new recommendation at the July 10th council meeting. Item 5, summer council schedule. Committee discussed removing one of 2 council meetings for both July and August months. Summer is a busy permitting period, and therefore the committee will not recommend a change to the council meeting schedule at this time. Item 6, funding approval for Drover Heights. The committee reviewed approval to amend Project 17-CWWF-18-00003 Drover Heights Water and Sewer Project. Motion. The committee recommends that the mayor and town clerk sign the contract with the province relating to the Clean Water Waste Water Fund Agreement for Drover Heights Water and Sewer Project. So moved.
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried.
So ends my report, Your Worship.
Thank you. And the there was some letters received, correspondence received, which went to the proper departments. They're all listed in your minutes.
If I may, Your Worship, on the Canada Volunteers Awards that's coming up. I was honored to place a nomination today for a lady in our community that, like many others, has invested time and energy and interest in volunteering in our community. I was proud to put forward the name of Norma Reed, who's given untold hours for safety issues in our community, and wish her well in the nomination process. It was forwarded to Penny today, Penny Ozon, and she'll submit it to National for consideration for an award.
Thank you. Any unfinished business? Any further unfinished business? No? Somebody move the meeting adjourned? Vote by Councillor Henlon, seconded by Councillor Neary. All in favor?
Aye.
Nobody? Carried. Thank you very much.